Scott has decided to wipe his privates on this guy's curtains.
You go. I think this could straight up, first one, be bullshit.
I thought it would be a genius idea to buy a couple of these Zeus Blue Herbal Viagra pills. My brother is secretly my son. Only me and my mum know. Whereas this person smells nail varnish and then wants to shit themselves. I pull my own underwear up my own ass.
Here we go. Welcome back to the Secrets Out podcast. How's it going? My name is Alfie Days. For some reason, just particularly since last week's episode, I've had so many people, and it's a positive thing, submitting new secrets. So if you're holding on to a big old juicy secret that you haven't told anybody, and you think putting it on the podcast might be the perfect place to put it out into the world, take the weight off your shoulders, or you just think it'll be super funny to have on the podcast, then please don't forget to head over to www.thesecretsout.club and submit your secret right now, or maybe after the podcast. Yeah, maybe listen to this first and then head over afterwards and submit it. If you're listening for the first time and you're not quite sure how the Secrets Out works, I've been sent a ton of anonymous secrets from the public and invited some of the biggest celebrities to help me go through them. Now, as well as hearing some of the most outrageous secrets that have been sent in by the public, my guests also share some unbelievable secrets from their personal lives too. If you haven't already subscribed, please make sure you do now. It literally takes 1 second, a couple of seconds to scroll down below on your phone or your laptop, your iPad, whatever you're listening on, click that button, and every single week when there is a new episode, you will be notified. Joining me on the podcast today are two people that I've been fortunate enough to get to know over the years. I'm the biggest fan of both of them. I listened to these two every single day on radio whilst I was a teenager. I mean, I'm acting as if you haven't already seen the title of the podcast. You already know who it is. Today on the podcast, we've got Scott Mills and Chris Stark. But as usual, just before we jump in with the episode, I do need to give you a heads up. Some of the secrets from this episode are pretty full on. These are real people's secrets from real people's lives. So if you're squeamish or you're not into that kind of stuff, please do click off. Specifically on this episode, I feel like the secrets that we got submitted and that we went through are pretty intense. Like, the secrets in this episode are probably my favourite secrets that we've ever discussed on any episode so far. So I'm bloody excited for you to listen to this one. I hope you enjoy it. Let's jump in.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills. I am primarily a Radio 1 DJ. This week not, because it's really boring, but we're doing a rota system at work at the moment to make sure there are less people in the building. So it's my week off. So I'm coming to you from my house.
I love that. Although your house is like literally turned into a studio. They've taken over.
Yeah, they have. Basically, I had no equipment in here before all this happened, and now I feel like if I needed to go on radio right now, or TV actually, could definitely do it. Like, really? It's changed. Yeah, it's changed everything. Like, I feel that this is a fully operational studio now.
My name's Chris Stark. I'm a world-class DJ, a world-class presenter, world-class YouTuber, world-class vlogger, everything.
Yeah, everything.
I get everything, as you know, Alfie. We've been on several nights where you've heard me DJing, and I've got this real clear memory of one time you just stood in front of me there, just staring. You had your camera out, and you were just in awe, and you were so in awe of what was going on, you forgot to hit record.
Oh.
So the video never made it out. But
was this like the YouTuber Christmas parties you told me about?
Oh shit, we did this
a couple of times. Actually,
I forgot about that. That's a legit thing. The Christmas party.
Yeah, I am joking about the world class bit. Basically, we'd have a few drinks and play some Christmas songs. But yeah, there was a couple of times I seem to remember. I think it was a couple of years ago now, and I would come and DJ Christmas parties for like a bunch of YouTubers. So Alfie was there, Zoe was there, Joe was there, and to be honest with you, it was just chaos, wasn't it?
Oh, okay.
But it was good times. So yeah, I'm the same as Scott. Obviously, I'm on with Scott on Radio 1, and we do a 5 Live show, and I do another podcast which rivals this one for quality, and that's called the Peter Crouch podcast.
Just a little podcast.
Okay. So I have a secret about Scott, and how's the best way to say this? He was seeing someone, right? And this person had a girlfriend.
Yeah, whilst you're seeing
it was a while ago. Yeah. It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. It was a different life, right?
Can I just say, I didn't know about the girlfriend when I got into this. It became evident after. Okay, cool. Let's clear my name.
All right. Oh, yeah. Okay. So this person is telling Scott that actually he really likes Scott and that's all going to work out. So anyway, Scott is a trusting guy and a nice guy, stuck with it. So they're sort of seeing each other. And then was it that he received a phone call on one day and sort of left you to go answer the phone and you got really annoyed? What actually spurred this?
I just think it was, I was promised the world, Chris, and the world did not arrive. And then I think there was, I think there was a crunch call, yeah, where I was in the house, his house, and his girlfriend that didn't live in the area at the time rang up him. Hang on, we're being careful. Anyway, right. So I was really, it was a Jeremy Kyle love mess. It was a reality show love mess situation, right? So,
yeah,
I was angry. Okay,
really
so
angry.
Don't judge me for what happened. But there have been a few incidents of things where I was like, "This is not going my way," and this is not what you said. Like, you are not a person of your word.
So what happened is he was obviously a little bit upset, a little bit angry. This guy has gone up to go answer the call.
Yeah, no, but I can hear him going, no, it's you I want, not him. I can actually hear that. Okay, so that's riled me. Okay.
And how long had you two been together or speaking or?
It was on and off, 6 months.
Oh, shit. Okay, quite long.
Yeah.
In a moment of anger, Scott has... Scott has decided to wipe his privates on this guy's curtains.
New curtains. Now, I'm not proud of it, but for me, it was a small victory in a place where I was not in a winning position. I mean, it was all about to go wrong. I just thought, have that. Go on.
It was a really petty win.
Really petty win. And yeah. Actually, what was I wasn't winning anything there apart from slightly soiling his brand new curtains in his brand new apartment. That's mine.
Yeah.
I like yeah. it. I like
there
that.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't know. Okay. So my one about Chris is, right. So me and Chris do a lot of student gigs together. We DJ together and, mostly it's really fun. Sometimes we're a bit tired and delirious. It depends like how many freshest gigs or whatever we've done that week. Anyway, so if I'm not, I can't remember where the gig was, but I remember we stopped at a service station on the way as we do to get some shit food or whatever. Anyway, so we both, we need a toilet break. So we walk into the gents. And then on the way out, we've washed our hands, of course. And then on the way out, we're like, well, Chris spots the machine that is in many of the toilets. So, you can get those weird ball things
little
where you can brush your teeth. The toothbrush thing.
I want to buy one of them.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they're weird. It's like a little ball and it's supposed to be the same as brushing your teeth. It's not. Then you've got your condoms in there and you've also got, and do have a look if you still see a service station which has one of these vending machines. You'll see some pills in there sometimes, and they're called Zeus. It's a herbal supplement developed to help boost pleasure and improve sexual performance. So Chris thought what would be hilarious, because we were bored, I'm not going to lie, Alfie, is Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, Chris decided that he wanted to try these.
Yeah, I thought it would be a genius idea to buy a couple of these Zeus Blue Herbal Viagra pills just to see
herbal,
what happened.
Yeah.
And wait, this is and before then, going to the gig?
Yeah.
So Chris is like, well, hang on, these will take a while to kick in. We're about an hour away from the gig. So let's just, it's like a little science experiment. Let's see what happens when we get there. So we both just dropped a Zeus in the car on the way on the way to the gig. Thinking that, like, by the time we'd get there, like, just we were bored, right? We thought we would have rock hard by the time we got there. And that's what mates do.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chris, do you want to continue?
Yeah, nothing. To be fair, nothing happened when we were there. But I do look back at that time ago. It was kind of, it was a bit weird of us traveling to a gig, deciding to try that.
Pop a little Zeus.
But there you go. It's out there now.
What, and so it didn't do anything?
No, it's just a herbal supplement. We were like, this is like, we just took it upon ourselves because we were bored to do a little experiment. Literally, I don't know about you, maybe you're lying, but Chris, for me, absolutely nothing occurred.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever tried this, Alfie, and sort of try and give yourself bonus with your friends, but that's what we were doing to pass quite a long, boring journey. The secret's out.
Wow, okay. That's never been said before. Okay, cool.
I love it.
I am naturally a ginger. In my 20s, I did a bit of acting, and for a role, I dyed my hair dark brown. During this time, I met an amazing girl. While we were dating, she expressed that she found red hair a real turnoff. I liked this girl too much to risk losing her, so out of my insecurity, I kept dyeing my hair. 5 years later, we are happily married with a son. My son is also a redhead. My wife just can't understand where he gets it from. To this day, she doesn't know the truth. Now, that is a long-term lie.
That's incredible. Yeah, secret ginger. Love it.
Shit. All right, but the kid is a clear redhead there.
For me, I'm like, I can't imagine being in a relationship with somebody, getting to the point where we've got a five-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And my wife has never seen my childhood pictures where I've got my ginger hair or my school photos. Or...
Yeah, exactly. What's right? Because the first thing that happens is, like, if it's a serious relationship, which this is, right? We've all, like, been at the other mum's house where it's like, oh, let's get the photos out. And obviously it would be clear to see.
Even just looking back through Facebook or your old Instagram pictures, or I think this could straight up first one be bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it can't. It's just too ridiculous that you wouldn't look back into the past. However, if you meet someone, they've always been dyeing their hair. Like, you dye your hair, don't you, Alfie? I know for a fact. Like,
here we bloody go. Here we go.
There's nothing wrong with it, Alfie. You can just embrace it. Don't need to be embarrassed or ashamed. Everyone, at some point has to embrace the dyeing of the hair, especially during these kind of lockdown times, you know?
That's where I got a cap on.
Also, if you dye your hair dark brown and you're a bloke, I'm not being funny, it's, for me, you can definitely tell it's a dye job. You can tell a mile off. Yeah, it's too dark. It's too dark brown. I'm calling bullshit.
The only thing that makes me think maybe there could be a little something going on here is you do just see, like, people getting catfished for 6 years and you're watching it and like, how the fuck did they not know? Like, they've never FaceTimed, they've never Skyped. Like, what's going on? So maybe this could be something.
Also, you go into a relationship sort of based on trust, don't you? At that point, there shouldn't be too many lies. So the last thing, also, it's, you know, when you buy a house, right? Or you buy, relatable, you buy, or whenever you buy something, like you buy a car or you buy, there is a certain expectation that you can get things checked, right? So you get a surveyor. So if you're buying a car, you know, you expect it to be a certain quality. But
yeah, have a good MOT, recent MOT.
Yeah, or if you're buying a house, then someone writes a report and basically says this house is in good shape and everything like that. This is the thing. When you go into a relationship with someone, they don't have references. You can't look at sort of a report or a survey. It could be an amazing service to do because... these are the things that you wouldn't think to ask. Are you actually a redhead? You know, and actually it could all be in a report that's sort of given to you when you start a relationship with someone.
So you're going to go back to the five previous partners and ask why they broke up and do some data, dive, get some data and find out the truths.
I just like the idea that when you start going out with someone, it's like, okay, yeah, we would like to be boyfriend and girlfriend. Here's a file. and
at least fill this in.
And you can sort of see references, reviews, all sorts. Maybe it's a horrendous idea, actually. It's kind of what Facebook is in a weird kind of way.
Here's my reference. There was one time, just ignore the bit where I wiped my arse on his curtains. I probably won't do that to you in the future.
It wasn't his arse. It wasn't my arse.
I don't know why that suddenly makes it better. It doesn't. It makes it actually worse, I think.
I love the idea that you'd wipe your arse in someone's I found out my boyfriend was cheating on me, so I cooked him spag bol and strained the spaghetti through my dirty knickers. Oh, this is like a Scott Mills revenge here. That is such a weird revenge. That I would argue that is possibly the best revenge story I've heard in a while, because if you find out someone's cheating, you kind of go route one in anger, don't you? Because it is awful. But the idea that you can sort of let it settle enough that you could cook someone dinner, and then you've clearly thought about this plan for revenge before. You've clearly had it in your mind that at some point, if you're ever wronged, this is what you're going to do. But also straining spaghetti through knickers is not an easy thing. If he walks in and catches you doing that, that's a weird one to explain.
Also, there are better revenges than that. Like,
I agree.
You'd go toothbrush around the toilet bowl. Obviously, not at the moment. That's very bad. But like, I've heard that has happened before. I also know, I can't say any names, but I know that there was a TV presenter that was so horrendous to his makeup people that on the day he left the show, sorry to bring an arson again, but the makeup lady who always did his makeup, because he had one specific lady that did his makeup, did wipe her ass with the powder that she then went on to powder his beautiful TV face with every day.
Oh. Wow, what the brush was it?
As you know, like the little, you get like a little round thing for makeup, for the, what's it called? The powder, you know?
So
the powder brush there, been on arse.
It is a weird revenge, isn't it? But it is creative.
Yeah, I quite like these levels of revenge where it's not like a big overblown seeing red. Yeah. It's like... Yeah.
It's like you don't know that I've done this.
It's almost a little bit crazier though. It's like...
Yeah, it is quite crazy.
It is, yeah. The other thing I want to know is, was she sat at the table when she ate spaghetti that was not strained through her dirty knickers whilst he was eating it? Or did she give it to him and leave the... Like, did she see the effect? Because if she's sitting there watching him, I feel like that's another level of like, okay, that is...
Oh, you'd want to see it in action.
That's quite far.
But let's break this down. Because dirty knickers, right? If what she's done is just taken off her knickers and strained it through, that's kind of gross, right? But you're not going to notice that probably on the spaghetti.
No.
What she may have had to do here is really do something quite bad into the underwear and then strain the spaghetti. Do you see, which is a weird scenario in itself. Like that's what's making me think this is a bit unbelievable, because for the revenge to work, it would have to be pretty awful down there.
Mm. And in a spag bol, you might not notice what's going on. You might just munch away.
Well, I assume that's the point, isn't it? That it's bad enough that it just gives you the satisfaction. Otherwise, why are you mixing it with the spaghetti? It's weird all the same.
I'm a 23-year-old woman who lives happily as a woman, but I get a huge kick out of giving myself a beard, spending an hour painting on a six-pack, taping my boobs under my armpits and throwing on some grungy male clothes. I have a large following on Instagram for this alter ego, and I go to events and perform like this. My husband has absolutely no idea about the side hustle.
Wow.
It's a lot to break down there.
Damn.
I mean, that's wicked. That's class. You got something that you're into. I guess the thing with it is keeping it secret from the husband. Yeah. Because I would assume that you'd want to probably share. I wonder why it's a secret. Do you know what I mean? Because you obviously love it.
Secret life, isn't it?
The husband can't be involved.
Yeah, it could be loving it. It could be super proud of you. I also feel like that's one of those kind of secrets where you feel like you are the only one But once, I don't know, this podcast comes out, or if they were to open up about it, so many other people would be like, oh yeah, shit, I've got a fairly similar thing that I do that my partner doesn't know about, where you feel you're the only one, but you're really not.
Yeah, it must be stressful having to keep that secret from your actual partner, because...
Yeah, but it's like a little frill.
Is that what you reckon it is?
I think it feels like it is from the way they're saying it.
Ah, yeah.
If the guy...
Alfie, what secrets do you have from your partner?
Here we go. If they're going out in the
poor
evening...
Poor guy, leave him alone.
If they're going out in the evening and performing, they must be like on such a high... And like super proud of what they're doing, and then coming home and just having to hide it. I think they need to come out to their partner and rewrite in another secret and let us know how it went.
Yeah, we want follow up on this, but it does say that they're like quite popular on Instagram for the alter ego. So it's someone that we might all know as a man.
My brother is secretly my son. Only me and my mum know. Right, hang on a minute. This takes a bit of brain power for me here. My brother is secretly my son. Only me and my... Wow, okay. So, okay, yeah, I've heard of this situation happening before. So for whatever family reasons, it just works out easier to be like... For that dynamic to work as part of your family. But that must be a massive secret. And quite a heavy one for someone to have to deal with.
Yeah, this is kind of like, you can imagine it being in EastEnders, can you?
Yeah, I think it has been. I think
it has.
I'm fairly certain this is the sort of thing. I mean, a long time ago, it was the same with the Slaters in EastEnders. Do you remember with Kat Slater?
Oh, your mum!
Yeah, and then one of the most famous lines in EastEnders. Yeah. I say, you're not my mother.
Mother.
And she replies, yes, I am.
Amazing.
The thing is with all these secrets, right, because they kind of vary in how serious they are and how deep you can get with them. But yeah, I hope with all these secrets that people don't feel kind of burdened by them, and that actually this is quite a nice release, being able to share on this podcast. Yeah. I guess that's what this podcast is about, right?
Yeah, I think the main thing for me is there's so many secrets that we get submitted that are similar to this kind of one, where, again, people feel like they're the only one who's got that secret and that they're holding on to, and it's such, like, that must be such a big weight to hold on and carry every single day with your son, who people believe is your brother. But there are so many people in that situation. So hopefully this is like... normalizes some things that people feel that are really unique.
This is like a little safe space that people have got to say what they want.
Yeah.
And we've all got secrets. Mm. And actually, there's nothing wrong with having secrets as well. Like, if you never feel that comfortable about sharing them, that's cool too. But it's probably quite reassuring to hear that everyone does have these secrets.
Yeah.
And it's not just in soaps, and it's not just on TV, a lot of these kind of storylines.
Every time I paint my nails, the smell of the nail polish makes me want to poo. I'm sure it's a mental thing. I've unintentionally conditioned myself over time to associate the smell of nail polish with going for a poo, which is really inconvenient because having wet nails makes going to the toilet problematic.
Well, certain things do spark certain actions. Who was it we were speaking to last week, Chris? Oh, Rylan, about the cotton buds.
Yeah, that's right.
What's it make him do? It turns him on a bit.
What, cotton buds?
Yeah, we asked him. So we were asking him some questions. One of the questions was, what is your weirdest turn on?
Yeah.
He said cotton bud in ear.
It makes him kind of like, argh.
Yeah, it's strange reactions with people, different things that can happen to you. It's, and I guess it's more extreme in some people than others. It's like you can just gently tickle certain points on a body, right? And it can send shivers down your spine.
Yeah, yeah.
And, whereas this person smells nail varnish and then wants to shit themselves.
I found out that my boyfriend cheated on me with my sister. So I broke up with him and told my nan about what my sister did. She was so angry, she took her out of her will. Calm as a bitch.
Oh, shit.
Oh!
Am I in your will, Scott?
No.
Have you got a will?
No.
I keep meaning but do
you want
to
have a will?
No, you see, I've been hearing about this, that you should really... The thing is, for me, it feels like quite a morbid task to go get involved in. However, it is probably sensible, isn't
it's one of the things that has been on the list for a while, but I really should do it, isn't it?
Well, maybe we go together or something, yeah, like the bullet.
<It's not right. laughs> Yeah, that's weird. That's the next thing we do together. Oh, let's go to get a will done.
Yeah. <it's>, yeah, let's have a Zeus before.
So, write the will. So I started writing my will the other day, literally last week. And the reason why I started is because I read this article in which somebody made a challenge. Somebody incredibly wealthy in America, they made this challenge in their will that whoever was to have, this is a true story, whoever was to have the most children in the next 10-year period, would he, in his will, he would give $500,000 to in the state that he lived in America.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay.
Two joint women had 11 kids and got $250,000 each.
So if you're doing your will at the moment, what are you just writing notes?
Let
on
me
it
have
at the
a
moment
look.
With intense. Yeah.
So mine at the moment, I've been going through with my lawyer. Let's read a couple of things.
Let's have a little listen to it.
Nobody else. I'm not going to say everything, obviously.
No. Just a couple of bits.
So, for example,
a bit tidbits.
There is a minimum amount of money, quite a large sum, that has to be spent on a funeral after party for food, drinks,
that.
Buffet, everything.
Can I DJ
everything.
It, please?
You can DJ it.
Yeah, put that in the will.
What's your budget? Let me see. What's it going to come
out? No, don't worry. I'll do it. It's not even money-wise for me. Just have me down as requested DJ.
Christmas music DJ.
There we go.
Will DJ Zeus on the way.
Yes. Yeah. Bowl of Zeus's
on the rider.
Yeah. So yeah, Scott, you'll want to come DJ this as well. Be a right party.
Oh yeah, thanks for inviting me. So, yeah, I'm there.
You're down.
So yeah,
perfect.
Chris Stark and Scott Mills to DJ.
Mm. Okay. Do put that in though, Alfie. Don't just say it. Do put it in.
Yeah. Right. Let's definitely get it
Chris,
in there.
Shall I actually put this in?
Yeah, why not? It'd be funny. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
and then we'll forget about this. And then in a long time in the future, assuming that you go before me, it will be an amazing call.
Jesus.
From a lawyer. Well, listen, this is sensible.
You never know.
You'll be like,
this
I'm not DJing
sensible.
Anymore. I'll be like, I'm really sorry. You did agree to it. It's in his will.
I'll be like 100 years old or something.
Chris will be like, no, he retired to be a fisherman. No, you've got to come back and DJ.
Yeah, your great-grandchildren will have this elderly DJ.
Who the fuck is that? I used to be on Radio 1.
Oh, that's class. Anything good on there?
There is somebody that's been dedicated to hiding a fund of money within a treasure hunt. And all my friends and family, whoever answers all of the riddles and everything first,
gets
the money.
That
you
is great.
You're going really kind of YouTuber.
There is normal things as well, but I'm basically like, if something was to happen next month, just say, touch wood, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It would have to just resemble just like, just fun and stupid and just like,
really,
do you know
fun,
what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd have to.
You should definitely do this as a YouTube video,
what?
I think, because will thing. Alfie writes his will. we'll get mad views.
Surely you've got to give something back to the community that made you, Alfie. So like, surely one lucky viewer
gets
something. Do you know what I mean?
Every viewer.
So, no, not every videos. No, do it like the treasure hunt.
No,
like
give back. Give back person. What you've got. So every viewer, every subscriber to Alfie, to Pointless Blog and all that, every subscriber gets an equal share in the Alfie Days Empire in your will. Say now
that's not even 1p each. Everyone's going to be incredibly disappointed when they find out my finance and it gets split and there's like, we can't do it. Doesn't go that small.
I have a wedgie fetish. I pull my own underwear up my own ass. Sorry, I'm reading this as it comes through. it's got me this one. I have a wedgie fetish. I pull my own underwear up my own ass. because I think it feels nice. Once, I even hooked it to the top of the wardrobe and jumped off to get what I call a hanging wedgie. Now, you should be really careful about injury with this sort of thing.
A hanging... I just love the terminology. As if this is an actual... I'm going to Google hanging wedgie and see whether this is a common thing.
No, no, but
for
I...
people that are into wedgies.
Now, here's the thing. I believe I've seen a TV show about the wedgie fetish. It was it's one of them late night Channel 4 ones. I'm convinced. I don't know why. I think I have.
What, this is an actual thing?
Yeah, I think it is. Like a little tight wedge there. The borderline of pleasure and pain. That's what they said.
It's right on the cusp there.
That's quite
just
a niche on the cusp, one. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong. Also, I feel like if that's your thing, that's a pretty achievable thing to enjoy. Yeah. Like you can just do that whenever you want.
I'm a believer in open barriers on everything. Mm. And but if someone turned around to me and asked me to wedgie them, I wouldn't know really what to do. I'd know what to do, but I wouldn't know what... I don't know how I'd... it's a different one, isn't it? I think that's what I'm trying to get at. It's a different behaviour here.
Yeah. And anyway, any other wedgie lovers that are listening, please get in touch for a future podcast, you know?
Also, what's great is where have you appealed for these secrets? Because these are clearly fans of yours, Alfie.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. People have submitted such a vast... variety, yeah, such a wide range of secrets that I have no idea. I think it just shows that people have got, there is no such thing as like a normal life. Everyone has so much going on.
Everyone's got secrets, mate. Everyone's got secrets.
But yeah, let's not look down on any of that. Do you know what I mean? If you enjoy a wedgie, you go for it. And I reckon you'll get loads more of these.
You shove it right up your ass, you
as far as you want within reason. Go
just,
for
just,
it.
As long as you're safe, you throw it up there.
No one at my school knows I'm a teacher's son. Whenever I'm in my mum's lessons, the boys always hit on her and make comments like, oh my God, Miss, you look so gorgeous today and she's so fit and I hate it. So I tell them to shut up and leave her alone. I once punched a boy because he kept looking at her in an inappropriate way. Most of the people at school think I fancy her, but I don't want to tell them that she is in fact my mum.
Whoa. Wow.
That's the thing as well, because like if it is your mum, then you will have a natural affection to her that if people don't know will probably make them think that you do fancy her.
Yeah, but also just because you're defending her, it makes it look like that you actually do. First and foremost, we should say,
leave her alone. It's like, yeah, you fancy her. You can imagine it.
Don't perv on the teachers. Not a good idea. Sort of wrong. And not sort of wrong, very wrong. Also, though, you know, occasionally when a student accidentally lets slip with a mum in the lesson, I've been there. I can't remember exactly when, but I've done that.
Yeah.
And instead of sir or miss, it's you say mum.
Thanks,
and the class gives you absolute pelters for it.
Yeah, I did that multiple times with dad, with my teacher. But also, I'm just thinking on this. I'm like, I think that's a leg up in school. If your mum's the teacher, you're getting good grades. Yeah. No one's going to be picking on you or anything in school because you can literally, your mum can get them in trouble.
They know all the answers to the homework.
I think they're using this the wrong way. I think this is a benefit having their mum as the teacher.
But then we had a girl at our school who, it was known that her mum was one of the teachers and she was like, I'm my own person, yeah, just because my mum's a teacher, like, doesn't mean that I'm going to get a good grade. So I understand the other side of it as well, where it's like, actually, you think that I'm going to have, like, a breeze through this because my mum's a teacher and I want to just do it on my own merit.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can totally see that some people would not want it out there, so yeah.
Good secret.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Really good secret.
Again, one that I think... kind of similar to the first one, that is going to come out over time.
Yeah, definitely.
That is going to come out at some point that was your mum, and it might be more strange that you didn't talk about it when your friends come over one day and your teacher's in the kitchen. Appreciate having you guys come on.
That's good. Thank you.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I feel like a lot of what we said will come back and bite us at some point. But if you are listening to this, why don't we just keep everything that you've heard a secret today?
Surely that's the idea of this whole podcast, right? So don't judge us.
Yeah,
whatever we've said, you know, this is a safe space, as we said. So
Alfie's writing his will. Scott's wiping his cock on curtains. I'm dropping Zeus pills, you know.
And Chris has got a herbal boner.
Yeah, exactly. If you're listening to this right now, this whole podcast. Let's not advertise the podcast anywhere. It's a secret.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, it never happened. What you've just listened to never happened.
Okay, is there anyone else, any friends or anyone? I always end each episode with asking the guests, is there anyone that they think should come on? Is there anyone that I can get in touch with that you would recommend?
I'll tell you who has stories for days, right? Came on our show recently and so many funny stories, and I bet you so many good secrets if he was willing to talk about them, is Rylan.
Rylan. I was going to say the same. Oh my God, get him on, because he has no filter, and on something like this, he would just tell you everything.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, he's a good shout for something 100%. Like this, you know?
Okay, I'll reach out. See what you're saying. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Secret's Out. Next week on the podcast, we are completely switching things up. We don't have celebrities. Instead, and I'm bloody worried about this one, I'm so nervous for this episode to go live, we have got my mum, my dad, and my sister. The amount of times that I've recorded an episode so far, I've been loving the fact that we've got a married couple on and they can dig into each other's secrets and not let anything slide. Or Martin Kemp and Roman Kemp, dad and son duo, and they can't let anything slip and they're pulling secrets out of each other. Now this is about to happen to me on next week's episode. We've got my mum, dad and my bloody sister. I have no idea what they're going to say. I'm worried for this episode. This is going to be the biggest episode so far. I just have no idea what they're going to say. Specifically my mum. I feel like she's not going to know where to stop and she's just going to say bloody everything about my childhood. Oh man, if you haven't already subscribed, please make sure you do. Just scroll down below, hit the subscribe button or follow along depending on what you're listening on, and you'll be notified when next week's episode goes live. I'll see you then.